Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
They make me clean up my room.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. In country music songs, there's one topic that's very popular: heartache. But on this song, singer Kacey Musgraves is singing not about love gone wrong, but about cleaning her room. Now, if that don't put a tear in your beer, I don't know what will. Heartache Song was written by the humorist, illustrator, and author Sandra Boynton, and it's one of the star-studded tracks on her new country-flavored book and CD called Frog Trouble and 11 Other Pretty Serious Songs. Sandra Boynton's here to talk about, well, actually, let's talk about Frog Trouble. Sandra, what on earth is Frog Trouble?
Well, I'm not going to give it away. That would be a spoiler. Frog Trouble is the title track of this country album. And it's where I started with the project 2 years ago. This was a long time in the making. When I decided to try my hand at country music, my own personal connection with it is through the cowboy shows of the early 60s.
Like Gunsmoke and Bonanza.
All of them. There are about 150 cowboy shows from around then. And I think I watched every single one and I knew all the theme songs. So that's where I wanted to start, was sort of with the quintessential cowboy theme song. And so that one, it starts with truly sounds like a theme song and then morphs into a disaffected, lonesome cowboy track sung by Mark Lanegan.
Mark Lanegan from Screaming Trees and Queens of the Stone Age.
The same Mark Lanegan. You might not think of Mark as country because he isn't at all, but he is the perfect. I wanted to go quite eclectic with the artist roster on this. There are some classic country stars. I wanted to go a little farther afield. And Mark Lanegan, there can be no better disaffected cowboy than Mark Lanegan.
Singing the title track from Sandra Boynton's new book and CD called Frog Trouble.
There's a wind from the west, and it blows mighty restless and free. And you know that it's best if you go, for there surely will be trouble.
Okay, stranger, you don't know me, and I don't know you, but I'm telling you this, and it might be true. There's only one thing gets the cowboy down. It's the kind of trouble that we've got in this town. Frog trouble. When I'm walking along, minding my own business, they'll leave me alone. If you ask me how I'm doing today, I shake my head. I got two words to say: frog trouble. And here's two more: frog trouble.
That is Frog Trouble, the title track from the CD and book called Frog Trouble and 11 Other Pretty Serious Songs. Sandra Boynton here with me on Soundcheck. So you mentioned like the 60s cowboys shows. There's a kind of Sergio Leone spaghetti western.
There is. And actually, the guitar player on that is a Nashville guy named Kenny Vaughn, who is just fabulous at that kind of... Actually, he's fabulous at everything, but he was just fabulous at evoking that whole era and that whole kind of music.
That Ennio Morricone,
yes,
good, bad, and ugly
exactly,
kind of stuff.
Exactly, exactly. Yeah. At one point, we even had that little flutter in it from Good, Bad, and the Ugly, but we took it out. We thought that might be a little bit too close a quotation.
So now this is, I mean, people, of course, know your children's books, your greeting cards. Hippo Birdie, Two U's has probably sold, what, millions of cards?
Millions of cards, yes.
This is not, though, the first time you've done a record.
No, this is actually, it's the fifth book CD project I've done for, ostensibly for children. I call it Renegade Children's Music, because in general, I don't really like what's done for children. I think it's too simplistic. I think it's kind of condescending. So, and it's actually the seventh album I've done. I also did a recording of the Bolero with kazoos, a complete recording of Bolero with kazoos.
Ravel's Bolero.
Yes, exactly. Who else?
Okay. All right.
and then I, so it's fully orchestrated, but with 300 kazoos and orchestra. And then I also did an album of plain chant in Pig Latin called Grunt.
But this is your first country effort.
This is my first country effort.
And how was it wading into those deep waters in Nashville?
It was actually a lot harder than I expected. It's a, you know, I think I've never felt so much an outsider when I first started on this project in Nashville. But it did turn around, and actually the key door opening for me was I decided I really couldn't get a foothold in Nashville. Everyone was waiting to see who else was signing on and if nobody signs on. But fairly quickly, Alison Krauss signed on, and I'd worked with her before. And I sent her the song called End of a Summer Storm, and she liked it, and she said, I'd love to do this track. So she had signed on, and we set up a recording session. And then I had no one else, and I thought, you know what? I'm going to show up in Nashville. I'm going to do this session first, and I'm going to record the instrumentals for all the other tracks, even without the singers yet, so that I'll exist here in Nashville. And actually, Victor Krauss, Allison's brother, wonderful bass player,
yep.
Who I knew, he was the one who, he has children, he has my other albums, and I said, can you get together the session players you think should be on this? And he listened to all of the demos that I had, and he said, absolutely, I know who I want to put together. So that's where we started. And once it's a backwards way to do things, to record the tracks without the singers, but it was an important door opening thing. Then it existed. The project existed, and I existed in Nashville.
So, you know, I guess I would have expected that you could just kind of blow into town and say, hey, I'm Sandra Boynton, I'm doing this book and CD thing, and all these, you know, singers who have kids would say, wow, Sandra Boynton, I've read your books to my kids, of course I'll be on your record. It didn't happen that?
It didn't quite happen. So I guess I should have had you call ahead and tell people that I was coming. I thought it would be my easiest project to sign people on because my other albums have done well and people know about them. And it really wasn't like that. It was in every way. I'm glad it went that way, though it was hard because it brought about what is my I guess my favorite, if you have a favorite, my favorite track on the album, but maybe because it turned everything around. There was a point at which I woke up after just truly months of trying to get the project off the ground. And I blurted out, nobody was there. I don't usually speak to myself, I think. But anyway, I said, I should just write a song called When Pigs Fly. And I'd written all of the songs for the album at that point, and I thought, I should write that song. And I did. I wrote it probably the fastest I've ever written a song. And it's not a funny song. You'd think that it would be humorous with a title, When Pigs Fly. But it wasn't. It was about not losing heart. And when I write a song, I tend to hear a favorite singer singing it in my head. It helps with the songwriting. And the person I kept hearing was Ryan Adams. And I thought, well, that's a long shot.
Ironically, a guy who does not have kids.
A guy who does not have kids and is not Nashville. He's in L.A. Luckily, I knew his manager, and so I knew I had a shot at least asking about it. So I called his manager, Michael Meisel, and he said, it's just such a long shot. But he said, I will have him listen. And I got a yes from him 2 days later on that. And that was, and I flew out to LA 3 weeks later and was working with Ryan producing the track. You know, I produced, he sang, just incredible session. And it turned everything around. And it turned, I mean, talk about a self-fulfilling song.
Yeah.
You know, it's like oddly self-fulfilling.
This is the song When Pigs Fly from Sandra Boynton from her album Frog Trouble and featuring vocals by Ryan Adams.
Did I hear somebody tell you that dreams are nothing but air? Did I hear somebody try to say imagination will take you nowhere? anyone says it can't be done, that's the time to simply reply. It's a beautiful thing when pigs fly. You never know when it will be, but they will surely come around. Flashes of pink and flashes of gold and a distant and joyful sound when pigs fly.
When Pigs Fly, from the singer Ryan Adams and the songwriter Sandra Boynton. Yes, that Sandra Boynton, the illustrator and author, who is also a songwriter and a Grammy-nominated music producer. Three of your records have gone gold, right?
They have. One's almost platinum, which will be very exciting if and when that day comes.
The album and book are called Frog Trouble and 11 Other Pretty Serious Songs. Now, that is, you know, When Pigs Fly, that is a pretty serious song, but most of the album is fun.
Yes, it's really not very many pretty serious songs.
But, and as it says on the cover, for ages one to older than dirt, so we older than dirt types can find something on this for ourselves as well. But then that's always been, you know, if something for kids works, whether it's Bugs Bunny or Barnyard Dance or something else, it's because there's something in there for the adults too, you know? There's something that, because you're going to hear it or see it a lot.
Absolutely. I couldn't agree with you. I call this the Rocky and Bullwinkle effect because I remember watching it when I was, you know, 5 or 6 years old and loving it. And then you watch later and you think, really, Boris Badenoff? I mean, that's so brilliant. And so I really like layered things, but not where there's – sometimes people do that where there's a sort of a joke on children that they're not getting. That's not at all, I think, the right thing. But I think to have layers and nuances, I mean, what better thing to do than to share with your kids rather than to wince when music comes on?
So you ended up, as you said, with Ryan Adams being on board, and that kind of turns the project around. Now suddenly the yeses are coming in.
It's very true. I think actually people were intrigued because actually at that point I had Alison Krauss. I had Darius Rucker because I'd worked with him before when he was with Hootie and the Blowfish. And once you add Ryan Adams to Alison Krauss, Darius Rucker, and then Ryan Adams, I think people became intrigued. So it wasn't, you do know, it's kind of like, I'm curious now.
So you end up getting Brad Paisley and Dwight Yoakam and Fountains of Wayne and Ben Folds and Alison Krauss, you had already, as you mentioned. One of my favorites on the record is this song called Copycat, which features Brad Paisley.
Yes.
And although they're not credited, you know, except in the fine print at the end, there's a chorus that keeps copying. Now, it's the oldest joke in the world, but it's done so well here. The chorus is Fountains of Wayne.
Yes, it is. The reason they weren't credited here, and it was debated back and forth, and then on the CD version of them, I did put, is that the band backing up is not Fountains of Wayne. So I thought that might be confusing for people, but yes, it's very much, and that part, the Fountains of Wayne part, was recorded here in New York.
Let's hear a little bit of the song featuring Brad Paisley and the band Fountains of Wayne, who do have their own track elsewhere on the record. But this is the song Copycat.
To do. Yeah, my three best friends most every way. I've got no doubt about that. But there is one thing I'd like to say. I really don't like it when you copycat.
When you copycat.
No, 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 copycat.
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 Please don't. Copycat.
Copycat.
Copycat. I really don't like it when you copycat.
I really don't like it when you copycat.
That's so annoying.
So annoying.
Last week I bought me a cowboy hat. Now you guys are wearing them too. Why oh why do you copycat when I don't copycat you?
Copycat you.
No, 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 copycat.
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 Please don't. Copycat.
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 I really don't like it when you copycat.
Stop it.
No, seriously.
No, seriously.
I mean it.
I mean it.
Well, I know
That's Copycat featuring Brad Paisley and a very annoying Fountains of Wayne, but all in good fun.
All in good fun.
From Sandra Boynton's book and CD called Frog Trouble and 11 Other Pretty Serious Songs, which you didn't just write the songs, you produced the record.
That's true. I produced the record, yes.
So what's it like to be on, you know, in the control room there and having like Dwight Yoakam and Brad Paisley on the other side of the talkback?
It's a little surreal. I mean, I've done it a lot now. I think I've done, I don't know, 75 tracks over these albums. But it's never seems the same. It never is the same. It is very similar to what I thought my career direction was. I was on my way to become a theater director when sort of my greeting card career took over, and I had a baby and just thought, you know what, this is going to work a whole lot better than a theater career to be writing books and doing cards. So I'm in a sense back to my first love, you know, directing. And I really love working with performers. I absolutely think that that dynamic is absolutely the best there is.
So before you became the Sandra Boynton of greeting card and children's book fame, you were headed down a theatrical path.
Yeah.
What about, I mean, you write the songs and, yes, you know, it's not like C, F, and G chords, you know? It's, yeah, like there's some serious songwriting going on here. When did that happen?
Boy, that's a little hard to explain. I have a strong classical music background and a lot of choral singing, both all the way through junior high, through high school, and in college. And also, I listened to music, to recorded music, obsessively since I was little. I mean, I grew up in Philadelphia, you know, and I'm the same age as rock and roll. I listened to the radio all the time, and that is truly the golden age of music production. So it's not just songwriting I'm interested in. I'm interested in the ways in which recorded sound is made. And so, in a sense, I think listening quite so obsessively to so many, you know, different kinds of records, and reading their liner notes, and you know, I think that's my training ground in an odd way. That's my 10,000 hours just listening to 45s.
So, who were the kind of the formative artists for you?
Oh, my goodness. The first album I ever bought, interestingly enough, was Billy J. Kramer's Little Children. And he, obviously from Liverpool, friends with the Beatles, same producer, same manager.
Little children, you better not tell on me. I'm telling you, little children, you better tell what you see.
I still think it's a great album. I love that album. So, and that's, you know, and I paid for it with 11 years old. I paid for it with babysitting money, and that sort of hooked me. The first number one single I remember hearing on the radio was Sherry by the Four Seasons. And I love the music production and the songwriting of the Four Seasons. So pretty deeply immersed in the whole jukebox era. One thing that I almost hate to admit, and Buddy Holly, I guess, is my all-time favorite recording artist. I hate to admit this, but it wasn't till this project, till Frog Trouble, and venturing into country music, feeling, how can I do this and be authentic to me, not try to do something anyone else does? I had never fully registered how much the music I listened to and how much country was in that, but how...
In early rock and roll,
you know, and just it's the foundation. Everly Brothers, you know, love the
Roy Orbison.
Brothers. Roy Orbison, absolutely. You know, and, you know, the track on this album, Heartache Song, is to me very much a Brenda Lee song, and I mean, go back and look at some of Brenda Lee on YouTube. She's just extraordinary, extraordinary. So I think I didn't realize that this album was going to be a coming home album for me. I kept being confused why people kept asking me why I hadn't done a country album, and I thought, I'm from Philadelphia. Why do I keep getting this question? And I finally became intrigued, saying, okay, where is my intersection with country? And that was, I couldn't believe how naive I'd been about what my true foundation had been.
We're speaking with Sandra Boynton, the award-winning, best-selling children's author and illustrator, also songwriter and Grammy producer. Her new album is called Frog Trouble, and book as well. And, you know, to me, it's not surprising that you've been getting that question because you've never drawn people. It's always animals,
it's
often barnyard animals. And so what kind of music would you be associating with that?
I guess so. I guess I'm just dim. I had not made the connection. I should, by the way, hasten to say you're talking about the music writing. I was lucky early on when I started actually doing these albums in 1996, and partly out of a frustration with the music that was made for children, and I have four children, and I thought, I really want to go this direction. I want to see what I can do in this field. And I was lucky to find the perfect collaborator in Michael Ford. And he's both a classical musician and a wonderful pianist, and also a progressive rock performer, long time in prog rock bands. And a long story of how we met, but we are now the music production team. We have our own studio in the Berkshires, small studio, mm-hmm. And we do all of the music production together. And he's the guy at the controls. He's the engineer. He's also the guy if we're doing demo. He's playing the different instruments. We're doing the arrangements together, but he's playing them on the keyboard. I'm not someone, if you wouldn't want to hear me play piano.
Do you play, though?
Only if no one else is around. I do sometimes write on the piano, but really it wouldn't be for anyone else. Mostly when I write a song, on all of these songs I did words and melody, and Mike and I did the arrangements together. So he's the guy who knows chordal structure. I mean, I know it by hearing it. I can go, no, it doesn't go there. And luckily, he understands what I'm saying. I go, no, it's the wrong color. It needs to transition here. And he'll play something. I say, yes. It's a funny interface. I don't know if anyone else could actually work with me than Mike. And he's the most agreeable person in the world.
So between the two of you, Sandra Boynton, Michael Ford, you've had this successful run with the Gold Records and a Grammy nomination. Now this new book called Frog Trouble, CD and songbook. And when I say songbook, one of the things that's in here is the sheet music. It's got all the chords and the melodies, and you can play along, which is part of the fun of Frog Trouble and 11 other pretty serious songs by my guest Sandra Boynton. Sandy, it's been a real pleasure having you with us on Soundcheck.
Oh, it's been great fun to be here, John. Thank you so much.
I don't know just how old I was, but when I was quite small, I found an old piano where no one played at all. I climbed the stool and tried the keys, and soon I found a song. I knew right then and there that here's where I belong. As long as I can keep on playing, I'm happy as can be. Everybody said the piano was broken, but it seems to play. For